Let's start this hour by talking about population. The State Office of Budget and Management just released some new population estimates for the state of North Carolina. These are some census figures. Census Bureau just released some new population estimates with the state office then publicized, I think. Yeah. We've got a guest here in the studio, which we'll get to in just a second, showing an increase in the population of North Carolina, concentrated in certain parts of the state, though others not doing so well in terms of growth. We're joined now on the air, you just heard her, by Rebecca Tippett, who is the founding director of Carolina Demography as part of the Carolina Population Center on campus. Rebecca, thank you for joining us here in the studio today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Aaron.
So let's start by talking about just sort of the general overall projection for the state of North Carolina. What do the numbers show for 2016, 2017, and what does it mean for the state as a whole?
Okay, so what we're looking at here are estimates. So we're looking at the past, and we're looking at what kind of has happened with births and deaths. What we've seen for last year for North Carolina state as a whole, it was the single largest year of growth that we've had since 2010. It follows on 2015 to 16, which was actually before last year, the single largest year of growth. And so what we've seen is that North Carolina's overall growth as a state has really rebounded a little bit. We still aren't at the same super high levels we saw in the mid-2000s, but we continue to grow faster than the nation.
What's driving it?
Almost entirely, increasingly, because of people moving in. So because of population aging, we are having more deaths than before. Fertility is still down, so we have fewer births. And so what we've seen over the past 3 years is just a really big increase in migration, particularly domestic migration. So people moving here from other states.
Is that for job opportunities? Are they retiring? Is
yes.
it both? Yeah, it's
yes,
everything, right?
You know,
yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of reasons, and I think different places are going to have different profiles. We continue to have a pretty robust basket from a kind of marketplace perspective of the types of places you can live, types of places you can work, as well as with the exception of whatever's going on this week with the weather, you know, 50s, 40s, 70, 90, who knows, pretty good weather, generally speaking, and, you know, great mountains, great coast, lots of really good things for people to choose from a retirement quality of life perspective.
I've got my family up in Michigan. They're getting snow again this weekend, so they're already talking about, let's come down to North Carolina, right? So that's where the state stands in general. How about county by county? Because one of the really interesting things from these numbers is it's great for the state as a whole. You break it down by county. Some counties are growing really rapidly. Others are stagnating or declining.
So for the first 4.5 years of my job, this was a pretty straightforward story. It was almost always the same. It was Wake and Mecklenburg are driving growth. Brunswick is booming as well. It's actually the fastest growing county in the state. And over about half of the counties have lost population. And the last 2 years, we've seen an emergence of growth patterns that aren't new necessarily, but they're new to this decade. We're essentially seeing a return to what we might think of as pre-recession growth patterns, where more people are now moving to the suburban and what's often termed ex-urban areas, so even further flung. So this was the first year, this past year was the first year Mecklenburg was not among the 10 fastest growing counties. It's the first year Wake fell out of the top five. So now we're seeing places like Chatham, Johnston, Cabarrus have long been pretty fast growers, but we're seeing those move back up into the top, as well as increasing growth in retiree destinations.
What does it mean for, we're speaking with Rebecca Tippett, by the way, demography.cpc.unc.edu is Carolina Demography's website, and you get more information there about this and other statewide numbers. What does it mean for a particular community or county or state to see population go up or down? That's a huge question, I know, yeah.
It means things, right? No, lots of different things. That's a really interesting question because I think it also gets at the number itself is not always the total story, because you can actually have no population change, but who is living in that place can change dramatically, right? So we have to think both about kind of the size of the population as well as who's living there, the composition of the population, or how old they are, right? So if everybody stays in place, but 20 years ago they were all, you know, 18 to 34, and now they're all, you know, have kids, they're working a full-time job, and they're think, you know, they're owning a home, that's a really different relationship that that local place has to have with its population. So I think for communities that are declining, it's a challenge of sometimes managing the needs of a population with a declining tax base that can help support that. At the same time, growing populations also have challenges. They're facing demands for infrastructure. They're facing larger, you know, when you have the same percentage poor but a larger population, that's just a lot more people that you're having to interact with and engage.
The counties that are declining in population or stagnating, where are they?
So this again is kind of when we look at the past from 2010 to the present, we have a larger swath of counties that kind of lost population. And those are in what you would think of as more traditionally the agricultural and manufacturing centers. So kind of more rural in character, but they were really like they reflect a lot of the legacy industries in North Carolina. What really helped the state grow and change and were drivers of the economy in the mid-20th century. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of them are changing in part because they have really aging populations. 60 of our 100 counties had more deaths than births last year. So almost all of their growth, if they're growing, is from more people moving in than out. But what we have seen is that last year, and consistent with the prior kind of earlier years in the estimates, the belt that's really experiencing significant decline is kind of the Sand Hills up through the Northeast. So not quite along I-95, but maybe just slightly east of I-95. Obviously, the coast is benefiting from both the presence of Camp Lejeune and the retiree destinations and the high impact of tourism. But, you know, that northeastern corner of the state is really struggling from a population perspective.
Speaking again with Rebecca Tippett. So putting all of that together, looking at the numbers statewide, countywide, all of the different factors and sort of mitigating things that need to be taken into consideration, what is the greatest sort of cause for concern? What are the things that you're looking at and saying this is a serious issue for North Carolina in general or these communities in particular?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think the biggest cause for concern for North Carolina, for the nation, and kind of globally right now is we've never had population aging happen on the scale that it's happening now. And that's a great thing, right? Because it beats the alternative. We want to have population aging. It means that we're having better medical care, those other stuff. But we're also having now populations that maybe are going to be increasing the demands of services that those communities need to provide because they're hoping to age in place, right? And we know from some recent research that a lot of the housing is just not able to help support that. And there may not be appropriate facilities in that region to come in and assist as well. So that's just one of the questions. And then the other thing I love to think as a futurist sometimes, because when we start to think about how could future technology that we've been talking about potentially disrupt the patterns that we're seeing are, you know, what does self-driving cars, if they exist, fingers crossed, as somebody who drives a lot, my fingers are crossed. What does that mean for how people would choose to live and commute if they're no longer necessarily feeling stuck in traffic and there's broadband that could facilitate working on the way to the office? What is the potential impact of natural disasters on some of these communities, and how can we plan for them to be resilient and help proactively prepare? And I guess I completely blanked, but really the biggest thing on my mind that goes around with a lot of this is planning to make sure that when in 2 years from now, when we have the 2020 census, that North Carolina is really good at getting out and getting all of its residents counted, because that is going to be vital for political representation, for letting communities know how to plan for it, and for appropriately allocating funding to places.
And then sort of flip side of that, what are you looking at as seeing as the biggest cause for celebration or optimism? I don't know what the right word to end that sentence is, but what's the good thing? What's the best thing here?
It's not something I see in the data, but I do feel like it's something I see when, or I hear when I go around and engage, is that the one thing I feel like happens when I go out around the state is people are so interested in what's going on in their community, and they're genuinely committed to the state, and they're genuinely interested in trying to make things better. And that is hands down the most consistent thing that I see. And that's really exciting because I love to talk about data and I think it's really important. So being able to share that with people around the state and help them answer the questions that they may have that often are very different, but all come down to making sure that we know what's going on so that we can move forward in the way that a community decides is best for itself.
People listening want to know more information. Where can they go? What's the best place?
They can email demography@unc.edu or Google. If you just plug in Carolina demography, I think that we have written enough blog posts to hopefully come up pretty high on the search terms.
Awesome. Sounds good. Again, Carolina demography on campus, part of the Carolina Population Center. Go there and find out more. Rebecca Tippett, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.